It's 12:06, and it's time for our regular midday interview on WHQR. I'm Pat Marriott, and I know you were expecting to hear Naomi Lewin's Classics for Kids at this time, but we've got something really special for you right now, and I think you are going to enjoy it. WHQR is celebrating its 30th anniversary of operation this year. Can you imagine 30 years? And we're going to have a number of events to celebrate this monumental occasion, but the very first one that we're starting off with is a Baroque weekend with Suzanne Bona, who is the producer and the program host of Sunday Baroque, which is carried on ever so many public radio stations, including your very own WHQR. And Suzanne is with me right now via a long-distance connection to Cincinnati. Suzanne, hello.
Hi there. I'm so happy to talk to you, and I'm really, really looking forward to my trip to Wilmington and my chance to meet your listeners.
Ever so many of folks are waiting to meet you, too. We've been publicizing this event already, and we've got a number of takers, and I think it's just going to be a great time. Let me summarize just quickly before we start talking with Suzanne what all this Sunday Baroque weekend involves. We're going to have a concert on Friday evening, the 7th of February, at 7:30 p.m. at St. Paul's Church. The title of the concert is A Baroque Valentine, and Suzanne will bring her magic flute, and she will also bring her guitar partner, Richard Goring. They'll be playing a number of flute and guitar duets, and she will also do one or two things with Barbara McKenzie and a couple of things with Phil Singleton and the Talis Chamber Orchestra. So it's going to be a fun-filled evening, and in fact, we'll talk about the menu for that program in just a couple of moments. That's Friday the 7th of February at St. Paul's. Tickets are $25, and if you want to chance it, you could walk in at the door, but I strongly recommend that you call WHQR and get tickets in advance. That's event number one. Saturday afternoon, on the 8th of February, Suzanne will be conducting a flute masterclass at UNCW under the auspices of the UNCW Music Department, as well as WHQR. That's at 2:30 in the afternoon at Beckwith Auditorium. The flute master class, the admission is free, and so if you are an aspiring flutist or have an aspiring flutist in the family and would like to get some tips and kinks from a real pro, that's at 2:30 in Beckwith on Saturday the 8th of February. Finally, on Sunday the 9th of February, we'll have a Baroque Sunday brunch right here at the station at 10 o'clock with Suzanne and Richard Goring, and we'll be talking about music and listening to some music and just having a good time with good eats. That one does require reservations in advance, and we ask you to reserve in advance before the 6th of February so that we'll know how many brunches to order. That one is $40. So there's the summary of the Sunday Baroque weekend. If you didn't get it all, I'll talk about it later, and of course we'll be having announcements on WHQR from time to time. Suzanne, I've been doing all the talking, and the idea is to talk to you. Tell us, first of all, about the Baroque Valentine concert. What are you going to play?
Well, I'm first of all really looking forward for an opportunity to collaborate with Barbara McKenzie and also with the Talis Chamber Orchestra and Phil Singleton. So that's sort of a highlight or a treat for me. My friend Richard Goring and I have been playing together for about a decade or so, and so we have a nice little mixed bag of music that we have been playing for some time, and that includes some of the Astor Piazzolla History of the Tango. We're going to do a movement of that.
Oh, that's a great
movement.
Little suite.
Yeah. Another piece, a serenade, beautiful little serenade, charming piece by Ferdinando Carulli, who was a guitar whiz in the 19th century. That's also a lovely little piece. We'll be playing that. Because of my Baroque connections, of course, we have to do some Baroque music, so we're going to be playing a couple of movements from one of Johann Sebastian Bach's sonatas. And then,
one of the flute sonatas.
One of the flute sonatas,
but with
exactly.
The guitar doing the cembalo part.
Exactly.
That's super.
It's a major handful for Richard, but he's a marvelous, marvelous player. We'll also be playing a couple of the Mountain Songs by Robert Beezer. It was a wonderful piece from back in the mid-80s that he wrote for Elliot Fiske and Paula Robeson.
Yes,
and
we played that often on the station.
I'll bet. Yeah, they're great pieces. And that, this is a little bit more recent in our repertory, and we're just loving them. It kind of fits into the broad palette of the music that Richard and I like to play, which includes a lot of sort of folk-oriented pieces. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to round it out with some popular Brazilian music by a composer named Celso Machado.
Machado.
Yeah,
that's new to me.
He, Yeah. He's a living Brazilian composer, and he writes a lot of really terrific music. And this suite is just so charming. It's a little jazzy, and there's some bossa, and there's some samba, and it's just great. And the thing I love, I think, most about it, and part of the reason we're saving it for last, is all of the movements have names that are associated with various kinds of sweets, and I mean S-W-E-E-T-S. there are different kinds of candies, cotton candy and peanut brittle and all that kind of thing. So it's just this charming, sassy little suite that we're going to round out the concert with.
What a blast. Now, I hope that you guys out there have been keeping score. We've only heard one Baroque piece mentioned. We're doing a piece almost pro forma by the father of us all, J.S. Bach. How come no more Baroque, Suzanne? Do you get tired of it on Sunday afternoons?
Well, no, certainly not tired of it. But you know, what's really funny is that as a player, my repertory has always been mostly non-Baroque, where, you know, it's the exact opposite for what I do on the radio, where it's all Baroque or earlier. Mm-hmm. We are doing another piece. The piece that Barbara and I are going to be playing has some ties to the Baroque. It's by John Rutter, who is also a living composer, an Englishman. Mm-hmm. That's called The Suite Antique, and for a very specific reason. He wrote it, I believe it was in the late 70s, he wrote it for a program where Bach's Fifth Brandenburg was going to be played, and it was a commission piece. And so he used the same instrumentation, and then he also used Baroque forms and gave it a more sort of modern language. So that really is a thread directly to the Baroque era.
And of course, John Rutter is so listenable. You know, that piece, if you've not heard any of his music for instruments, it'll just set your heart on fire. It's just absolutely beautiful. So if you've just tuned in, I am chatting with Suzanne Bona, who is the producer and host of Sunday Baroque on public radio, including WHQR. Suzanne is going to be here the weekend of the 7th, 8th, and 9th of February to help WHQR celebrate its 30th anniversary. And we've been talking about the program for the Friday evening concert at St. Paul's at 7:30 p.m., which will be called a Baroque Valentine. Suzanne, I really wanted to call it Baroque and Hearts, but it didn't sell. Again, tickets are available by calling WHQR in advance for $25. You can also get them in the door, but I wouldn't recommend it. So do be sure to come to that. Suzanne, you folks are also going to be doing a little brunch with us on Sunday the 9th. What do you plan to do?
Well, you know, Richard and I will be playing for that. That program will not include Barbara or the Talis Chamber Orchestra. We haven't really decided yet. We'll probably mix it up a little bit with some of the things that we're doing on Friday night as well. That's a shorter program.
But sure, it'll be a kind of a fun, interactive sort of chat, and maybe we'll get up and play this, and maybe we won't sort of thing. Right. So that's wonderful. I'm really looking forward to that. That is Sunday morning, the 9th of February at 10 o'clock here at the WHQR studio, and you must reserve tickets for that one in advance. $40 is good for both brunch and the meeting and little concert with Suzanne and Richard Goering. You must reserve before the 6th of February for that one, or else you will be left out. Well, that's kind of summarizes our Baroque weekend. Suzanne, let's talk about you just a little bit. There are so many people who love your Sunday Baroque program. I count myself among them. How did it get started?
Well, you know, I was pretty newly out of music school. I have a degree in performance from the University of Connecticut. And I was sort of searching for what I was going to be when I grew up. And you know, I like a lot of people in the arts, I was looking for what I was considering a day job. But I'll tell you what, when I started in radio, it was like I got bonked over the head with, you know, the reality that this was really what I was meant to do and really was passionate about.
It gets in your blood, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I'm so fortunate that I still get to do both. So Sunday Baroque was kind of a happy accident. The program director who hired me back in Connecticut at the station where I started, WSHU, said, okay, well, you can work on Sunday mornings. And so he didn't have to. And he said, just play some Baroque music. And, you know, history was made because, of course, when you're young and you know, raring to go, you make it your own. And the program just kind of grew from a 90-minute little filler until to something that I really was passionate about and listeners started to respond to. So that's how it started. It just started as a little giveaway from the program director when I was brand new, still green.
Isn't that wonderful? And the passion still shows after all these years. We can just feel how much you love the music that you're playing on Sunday afternoon.
Thank you.
Is there a programming philosophy? Do you have a regular approach to putting your playlist together?
You know, I do. I think I still try to approach it with the idea that there is so much available, and I really try to, and it's in some ways the way I try to program when I'm performing as well, I try to have some contrast. I try to have, you know, a smaller ensemble contrasting with a larger ensemble, maybe period instruments contrasting with modern instruments, maybe an early Baroque, because of course the Baroque's 150-year span, so
sure.
You know, that's a pretty big time period. So some of the music from the early Baroque or even a little bit before the Baroque sounds really different than some of the later Baroque era music.
Certainly.
Familiar with less familiar. So I really try to mix it up in that way where there's music that you can kind of hang your hat on if you're familiar with a little bit of music, but also learn something and maybe hear something new or hear a new name that you
right.
never heard before.
Right.
That's kind of the philosophy.
A very rich heritage. Now, the Baroque movement in the United States as a popular listening movement only started about 50 years ago, and it's become just immensely popular, and ever so many people who ordinarily don't like what you might call classical music really get excited by Baroque music. You think about the mm-hmm. Pachelbel canon, which was up at the top mm-hmm. of the charts for 42,000 years. Why is that? What do you think is the reason for the appeal?
I think that's a great question. It's something that I have been pondering for all of these 26 years that I've been working on this show. I think a lot of it has to do with some of the symmetry of the music. And by that, I mean harmonic symmetry, melodic symmetry, rhythmic symmetry. It's got a familiarity to it, not necessarily in the actual melodies or harmonies, but that sort of progression of harmonies or melodies is very similar to pop music, if you think about
it. Actually, it is.
And I think it's just comforting to people who maybe don't know it. They don't feel as though they're going off on some wild adventure and they're not really sure where they're going to end up.
Good word is comforting. I was going to use the word satisfying, but I think it's kind of the same, huh?
Yeah. Satisfying is another good word for it. And, you know, I think also a lot of the instruments are similar. I mean, there are guitars, there are pianos.
Sure.
So many people play these instruments. And again, there's a little bit of familiarity. You don't feel as though you're being, I don't know, sort of bonked over the head by instruments that just, you know, that are not familiar or maybe a little intimidating.
Right. Well, may Sunday Baroque go on forever. I don't think of that as a curse, you know. May it go on for as long as you wish it to, because we all
you.
Love it. Everybody loves
you.
It.
Well, thank if you. You're
if you're just
kind.
Tuning in, I'm chatting with Suzanne Bono, who is the producer and the program host of Sunday Baroque here on WHQR and around the country. Suzanne, you said something about the start of the program about a station in Connecticut, WHSU, mm-hmm. but you live in Cincinnati. How does that work?
I do. Well, you know, I was recruited to come to Cincinnati to work for this wonderful station, WGUC, about 17 years ago. Yeah. And when I left, the Sunday Baroque was still very, very popular and very successful on WSHU, and they asked me to continue producing it long distance, so I did. Not too long after that, WGUC said, well, gosh, you know, if it's important enough to them to maintain the program, maybe we should be thinking about it, too. So we started doing, I started producing the program for both stations. And it was not long after that that we were approached initially by National Public Radio mm-hmm. to distribute it nationally. And then subsequently, we've gone off on our own and we distribute it directly to stations. But it grew out of that kind of logistical circumstance.
Okay.
And because of the technology, if you think about the way the technology has evolved in audio production and you know, the use of the internet to be able to transfer audio files
right.
and that sort of thing, that's how I'm able to do the program. And it actually works out really nicely because it means that I have a terrific state-of-the-art studio and terrific top-notch staff to work with here in Cincinnati. And also to extend that to the staff in Connecticut. So it's almost as though we have some additional staff resources to use by having both stations involved as partners.
I see how it works. Okay, so the Connecticut station is still the producer of record, But right. But you actually produce it at WGUC, which is where Naomi Lewin did exactly. Classics for Kids mm-hmm. before she moved to WQXR in New York.
Absolutely, yes.
For those of you who have just tuned in, I'm chatting with Suzanne Bona, who is the producer and program host of Sunday Baroque, and we're superseding Naomi's Classics for Kids today because of the wonderful Baroque weekend that's coming up to celebrate WHQR's 30th anniversary. Suzanne, if I may, let me summarize once again what these events are, and then sure. we'll talk again for just a second. On Friday, the 7th of February, at St. Paul's Church, 7:30 p.m., a Baroque Valentine concert with Suzanne and her guitar partner, Richard Goring, Barbara McKenzie, and the Talis Chamber Orchestra. That's $25. Tickets are available at the door, but I strongly recommend that you get them in advance by calling WHQR. Saturday, the 8th of February, 2:30 in the afternoon, a flute masterclass conducted by Suzanne at Beckwith Recital Hall at UNCW. That one is free admission, and anybody can come up to the limit of Beckwith Recital Hall, which is about 250. Suzanne, do you think we'll get 250 flutists there to listen?
Well, I don't know about 250 flutists, but I'll tell you what, I would really encourage any young musician who is interested in chamber music to come out, no matter what instrument they play, because I'll tell you what, there is a real need for people to experience some of the values and some of the opportunities that are available in playing chamber music. And I think, you know, if you're a young piano student or a guitar student or clarinet student or really a young aspiring professional musician,
yep.
I think it would just be a good experience for any of them.
It really would. And you know, since school music teachers are spread kind of thin, it might be an opportunity to hear a real mm-hmm. flutist for the first time. So that flute masterclass with Suzanne Bona will be 2:30 on Saturday afternoon, the 8th of February at Beckwith. Admission is free. Finally, on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, the 9th of February, a Baroque Sunday brunch with Suzanne Bona and Richard Goring, her guitar partner. They won't be doing anything too serious. We'll just be sitting around and eating and chatting and maybe listening to a little music. That's at 10 in the morning here at the studio of WHQR. Admission is $40. And you must order that one in advance before the 6th of February so we know how much goodies to order. Suzanne Bona, what a joy it has been to chat with you today. Let's close up by asking you, you got me ready for this question, and it just tickles me so much. How'd you meet your husband?
We are the consummate public radio couple. Almost 23 years ago, he walked into the pledge room during a pledge drive at WSHU in my hometown of Fairfield, and we shook hands, and he says it was my firm handshake that was what sold him.
Oh, wonderful.
But, yeah, he was a phone volunteer during a pledge drive, so I feel really fortunate, and we just celebrated our 21st anniversary in the beginning of January.
What a great way to meet people. You know, if you hang around a public radio station, you're going to meet everybody you know eventually. But but whether you're going to meet a prospective spouse is another question entirely. That's truly wonderful. Suzanne, we are so looking forward to meeting you and listening to all this wonderful music to help WHQR celebrate its anniversary, a Sunday Baroque weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 7th, 8th, and 9th of February. And for those of you who have been listening to this with great fascination and haven't written down all these facts, you can go to our website at whqr.org and hear all of these details for yourself. We look forward to seeing you all here. And Suzanne Bona, we really look forward to seeing you here. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. I'm delighted. I can't wait to meet you and meet all the listeners.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you.
My name is Pat Marriott, and I'm going to take you right back now to classical music.